Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Well, it seems that Putin came within just a few meters of death a couple of days ago when he flew to Kursk region. Well, sorry, it was more like a week ago. And the Ukrainians fired at the helicopter that was carrying him with military drones. Now, there are some doubts about this. Was that even Putin? He has at least one double. Putin even said himself on the record over 20 years ago that he was offered a double, but said no because having lookalikes for Russian leaders and Soviet leaders for 100 years has been the norm. They had to find someone who bears a striking resemblance to him, give him some cosmetic surgery, whatever, train him to walk like him, talk like him. So he's got at least one double. We know this because Putin and his double have been in public in two different places at the same time, or dangerous situations of going around glad-handing people in Chechnya. And Putin is completely cowardly. He's happy to send teenagers to get killed in huge numbers, but he'll never take a risk himself, which is why he's always being so macho wearing that military uniform. So the one who did go to Kursk region was certainly not Putin. The Putin lookalike, he does bear a very strong resemblance to Vladimir Vladimirovich. The chin is a bit different. The chin is kind of too small. The thing about the double, I think the eyes are just too close together. But apart from that, it's an uncanny likeness. I mean, I managed to get the nose, the lips, everything, the height, train him to speak in a very mild St. Petersburg accent. Apparently, the lookalike is from Siberia, which is huge. And one thing about Russian accents is they're actually quite standardized. There's not that much difference in the accents, considering it's the vastest country in the world. But was it deliberate trying to shoot down that helicopter, knowing Putin was on it, or just is a Russian military helicopter? Of course, they're trying to shoot it down. So now the Ukrainians are now suggesting that they did know this, and Putin has almost never gone anywhere near danger. I don't think that the Ukrainians would try and kill him if they knew he was there. I think it'd be a very bad move from their point of view. Now, anybody who's viewed my channel knows I hold no brief for Vladimir Putin. He is perhaps the most evil person in the world right now, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean, Kim Jong-un is an extremely cruel, bloodthirsty tyrant, but he hasn't murdered quite so many people as Putin. And it's true that Putin does treat a segment of his population decently, but these wars of aggression that Putin has launched, the huge-scale use of torture, these Ukraine prisoners of war have come back. 90% of them claim to have been tortured, and human rights organizations said that's very credible. And he's been doing this since the beginning, in Chechnya in particular, the genocide, the mass murder of Ukrainian civilians through targeting schools and hospitals and so forth, or rounding up, tying people up and shooting them in the back of the head. Not a combat situation at all. The impunity, the lies and lies and lies for his ultra aggression, threats to annihilate the human race by starting nuclear war, or saying if Russia doesn't exist, there is no reason for the world to exist. Let those words sink in. So if he were tortured to death 1,000 times over, it wouldn't pay him back for all the evil acts he's committed. But my fear is, and it may be hard to believe, he'd be replaced by someone even worse, like Medvedev, like Patrushev, someone who's really got a screw loose, and the person who really might launch a nuclear war. At the beginning of the war, all this nuclear saber rattling, I thought he might launch a nuclear missile at Ukraine. Would kill in the thousands of people, in the tens of thousands of people, not in the millions, partly as a warning. And I even know a Russian guy who was educated in the United Kingdom, spent most of his life outside Russia, and not even that Russian nationalistic, but saying that Latvia, Lithuania should be nuked very gently. That was a phrase, very gently. Are you out of your mind? They're asking for it by letting the Ukrainians defend their democracy. Wow. How would Russia respond if their head of state was killed? I think they would go bananas. I think that's where they really might hit the red button. And Medvedev said if anyone ever arrested Putin abroad, that they would get a nuclear strike straight away. Medvedev, is he now chairman of the National Security Council? He was obviously president 2012 to sorry 2008 2012, kept the chair warm for Putin when Putin did that job swap with him because you could only be served two presidential terms. Putin became prime minister, and then they amended the constitution. Putin came back for a further two terms. They've zeroed that again, blah, blah, blah. That's when I think that they really would go nuclear in the literal as well as the metaphorical sense. So it wouldn't be a good idea. The good news is probably would have been the double that they would have been killing. I think you can't be quite sure if it's the double or not. If the double was killed, well, they're not going to say it's the double that killed. They'll probably just say nothing. A helicopter was shot down, because then it makes clear that there is at least one lookalike of Putin going around. And Putin's obviously got one of his personal bodyguards defected and said he's got an office which looks identical in several different locations, so you can never tell where he's broadcasting from. That's why he fled during that Prigozhin coup in 2023. Where he went, we don't know. I don't think they would do that. I think Zelensky realizes that would actually be a big mistake, because Putin has surrounded himself with people who make him seem not by that bad by comparison. And now I know he's a completely legitimate target. This is a war that Russia started, an unprovoked war of illegal aggression by land, sea, and air. And Putin never ceases to remind us he's commander-in-chief of the armed forces. All right, so, you know, if you can kill members of the armed forces, you can kill the commander, as well as the privates, as well as the ordinary sailors, as well as the airmen, airwomen. He likes to appear in that military uniform in public. So he's advertising the fact that he is a military officer. And so why shouldn't he be targeted? Why should the high-ups never be targeted, the low-downs be targeted? You know, Zelensky's always going around his military uniform. Okay, so you're saying you're military, whether you're carrying a gun or not, you can be killed in time of war. Now, I'm not bloodthirsty. I prefer people weren't killed. I like this, but like this war hadn't been started. Negotiations. The Ukrainians want negotiations. Partly they have to, because Trump would cut them off from everything if they didn't. And they have shown themselves amenable to that. Zelensky went to Turkey, willing to meet Putin, doing everything he could to accommodate Trump, bending over backwards to make peace possible. Is Russia has stonewalled, has obfuscated on this one. I just don't think it would have a good outcome for Ukraine. Now, if Russia did that, even the Chinese might say, my God, you're going too far. We're going to have to trade less with you. It sets a precedent. If you're going to nuke Ukraine, the United States might nuke a country that's friendly with us, like North Korea or Myanmar, or goodness knows where else, or Pakistan. So please don't. And it would play havoc with the stock market. That would be really bad news. I mean, sanctions would go total on Russia. It wouldn't really advantage them. And then you want to conquer Ukraine, and what would you be left with? Radioactive ash. And the Russians are always saying that the dissolution of the Ukraine, of the Soviet Union, is illegal. So they're trying to claim the whole of the former Soviet Union. So it just shows how aggressive they are. They want their natural borders, which means they want to attack all their neighbors. So it's, you know, a salutary thought is very sobering and depressing, just how maniacal and vicious the Putin regime is. Remember about 2018, this British Army officer published a book about how there's going to be a war with Russia in 2019. They didn't want to believe it, and I hope there isn't. We've gone well past 2019. But have to be arms of the teeth, you know, if you want peace, prepare for war, and so on. All right, everybody, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callan 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.